1 Peter chapter 2. Look in 1 Peter 2. Go to James, following Hebrews, and then 1 Peter 2. Let's just look, start in verse number 11. He's talking about them and their everyday life, how they live and what they're to do. I mean, if you looked in chapter 2, the whole chapter, it starts off by simply saying that, hey, we are being built a spiritual house. We are a chosen generation. We are God's treasure. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen generation for the glory of God, that we may sing His praises, that we may show forth His praise, that we may give attention unto the Lord. Verse 11, he says, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners," he's reminding them, we don't live here, we're what? Passing through. We're passing through. "As sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which is going to war against the soul." If you feed it, it's going to constantly war more, and you're going to get defeated by it. That goes back to what? Setting those sins aside that easily what? Beset you. Verse 12, "having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation." They won't be able to, when God does a work or they see Him, they're going to remember, they're going to glorify Him because you are a testament. Remember what I talked about this morning? We can't look like them, act like them, talk like them, walk like them, and expect to make a difference in their life. Ain't going to happen. Verse 13. "As a result, therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to governors or those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet not using your freedom, your liberty as a cloak for your own advantage, for vice, but as a bondservant of God, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king." Simply saying, treat God like God, treat people like people, and when we do that, treat the kingdom of God like the kingdom of God as it is, God's going to bless it. God's going to bless it. Verse 18, he says, "The servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable, if because of conscience toward God one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently?" It has no advantage. "But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable, because this is of grace before God." Verse 21, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us a what? An example that we should follow his steps. Him who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was being reviled, he didn't revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose what? By his stripes we were healed." The stripes that he's talking about was how he endured punishment from people, but didn't fight back. He's our example in that. He's our example in that. Our sins were forgiven where? At the cross. Not in his stripes. Are you with me? At the cross. When he died and shed his blood. How he endured the punishment from men, and the fact that the Father, it pleased the Father to bruise him, how he endured that. That is where the stripes come in. And it's those stripes, when we watch him endure them, how he did it as our example, they restore us and repair us from being wayward and backslidden and unfaithful. Verse 25, "For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. May see how all that fits together? It goes back to being a good follower is going to make us a good leader. We're going to lead other people to him. Leaders come in all forms, shapes, and sizes, but what's common among leaders is their ability to inspire and their capacity to influence others. And we want to inspire and influence others in a godly manner, in a manner that brings them unto Jesus. That brings them unto Jesus.